Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 8th of January. I'm your host, Paul White. I want to pick up where I left off yesterday. I was talking about things being under Jesus' feet and how I am not entirely confident as to exactly what Paul is referencing in 1 Corinthians 15. Is he talking about a future end of the world resurrection? Is he talking about an end of the age resurrection at AD 70? Is he talking about a spiritual resurrection that we come into? Is he talking about all three in the same purview? Those are just rhetorical questions. That's kind of a way I go at some of these things. And one of the last things we said yesterday was that Jesus must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians 15, 27, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under, it's evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Paul quotes directly there from Psalms, in that God has put all things under his feet, but Paul seems to treat that prophetically, that God is putting all things under his feet, that that's the work that's coming up. Let me take you to that text, by the way. Psalms 8, 6, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field. That's talking about man, by the way, in Psalms 8, 6, because the Son of Man, made lower than the angels, crowned him with glory and honor. Maybe Paul is reinterpreting that Son of Man as man, or as Jesus. Up until then, though, Israel looks at stuff like Psalms 8, not as a prophecy of Jesus, but as a dominion verse for man. Because look at 6, 7, and 8 together. Psalms chapter 8, verses 6, 7, and 8. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, the paths through the paths of the sea. And that describes Adam. God gave Adam dominion over. That phrase, dominion over, that's from Genesis. So Psalms is repeating that. So up until the time of the Apostle Paul, that Psalms 8, 6, 7, 8 passage is considered to be man having dominion. Paul grabs that thought in 15:27. He has put all things under his feet, but when he says all things are put under, it's evident that he who puts all things under him is accepted. Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And however we interpret that, it seems to be a someday verse. Now, take that thought and jump to the end of the Pauline corpus. One of the last books he pens is the church at Ephesus. And he says this in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's begin in verse 20. He worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. He seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. This is language that would have meant a lot in a Hebrew culture. You might consider this metaphoric. You can consider this literal if you want. That's fine. But he's meaning to send images with these phrases. The raising from the dead, I do believe he literally raised him from the dead. But this stuff about seated, right hand, these are kingly references and power references. 21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And as we've talked about when we studied Ephesians, I think Paul is most certainly pointing into your age, my age, an age past the age he was living in, because I believe that the end of their age was the end of that mosaic. And look at 22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So late in Paul's writing, he presents Jesus as having all things under his feet. So in 1 Corinthians 15, when he talks about the last enemy being destroyed is death and that being put under his feet, then that leaves us with the thought, is Paul talking about the death attached to the Sinaitic? Because Paul does tend to use the phrase death in regards to the law. For instance, 2 Corinthians 3, he calls that which is written engraved on stones the ministry of death. And so is he talking about death according to the law being put under the feet of Jesus? Or is he talking about physical death being put under the feet of Jesus? Which is interesting, because in his Ephesians text, when he refers to dominion in the age to come, he talks about things being put under his feet, which does make us lean towards the death being put under the feet of Jesus was the death attached to the Sinaitic law. And another reason why I lean in that direction is what I'm currently studying in our John series. When Jesus talks about, in John chapter 11, verses 25, 26, I'm the resurrection and the life. Who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? He who lives and believes in me shall never die. I asked my Tuesday night group, and if you've watched studies in John number 70, you saw this. We just posted 71 today, by the way. But in our lesson 70, and we repeat a little bit of this in the one from today. The question, don't take it as rhetorical. Take it as personal. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? What's he mean by never die? Does he mean physically never die? No, because how do we know? We don't even have to guess. No, he doesn't mean physically die, because everyone that believes in him physically dies. Jesus doesn't say, if a man believes in me, he shall never die. Someday he shall never die. Some people will never die that believe in me. No, he says he shall never die. And so we know Jesus is talking about a spiritual life in which the man does not taste a spiritual death. So could it be, and I'm not giving you a definitive, I'm giving you work, I'm giving you something to chew on. Could it be that the last enemy to be destroyed in death is death in 1 Corinthians 15, is the death attached to the Sinaitic law, that if a man believes on Jesus, he transfers mountains. He goes away from Sinai to Zion, and he gets over the death of his spirit and the death attached to the Mosaic law. However we interpret it, 28 tells us, when all things are made subject to him, the Son himself will be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And I'll kind of end today where I did yesterday with another thought. Whereas yesterday I ended with whatever this means, all things go under his feet. I'll end with this same thought today. Whatever this means, God's goal is to be all in all. And I believe he is going to win. What's that look like? Oh, we get to find out in the ages to come, in the age we're in, maybe in the age to come that we're going. I don't know, but we are on the journey and it is beautiful. It's why you should never believe you have it all figured out. We'll move to 29 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.